This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action, and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
It's been a while since I've used an SBA loan for development, self-storage development, but I'm in a deal right now. I'm in a partnership where we're getting ready to close on an SBA loan for a boat and RV development. And we're pushing to get all the stuff they need so we can close by September 14th. Why? Well, that's when the Fed meets. And if interest rates go up, our loan has to be underwritten again. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer, like this, free training, and the courses that I offer the small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business or who wants to grow their self-storage business. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Hit the blog training tab or go to the store for the course. But I learned something. I learn a lot of things in every deal I do still, and I learned something about SBA loans I really didn't know. We were pushing to close by September 14th because if, for whatever reason, the interest rates go up, our loan was underwritten at one particular number, and if that number changes, the interest rate, it's got to be underwritten again. Now, I thought we had to close, but I learned something about SBA. Just share it with you, or we don't have to close. All that has to happen is SBA has to assign a loan number. And in order for SBA to assign a loan number, the lender has to upload all the data that they request from us. And given that this particular deal has a lot of investors in it, that's a lot of data we've got to upload. So we're in a race to do it. But I don't have to close, I just have to get a loan number. Now, that's not what this episode's about, but I thought you may find that interesting if you're in the self-storage business or getting in the self-storage business. But given the race that at least I'm experiencing at the moment to close this loan, there were two key things I was looking at, reports I was looking for in the past week. One was a jobs report, one was a CPI report. July CPI report. Then I was waiting to see how the market reacted, because that will give me some indication of what may happen in September. So let me share with you the first report. The first report was the jobs report, which came out August 7th. Here were some of the surprising highlights in that jobs report. Non-farm payrolls fell 23,000. The consensus was that, before this report came out, was it would increase about 83,000. Government payroll fell 53,000. Wow. Private sector added 30,000 jobs. Unemployment edged down to 4.1%, but the report indicated that's largely due to people leaving the labor force. Average hourly earnings were up 3.2% year over year, but that's the lowest since May 2021. May and June payrolls revised down by a combination of 103,000 people. Now, as far as jobs are concerned, that's not a soft landing. That's like a fall, a stumble. The labor market is softening across all sectors. Report should have an impact on the Fed with a softening labor market. Traditionally, and there's nothing traditional about what goes on politically now, but traditionally, soft jobs reports in the past has indicated for maybe a reduced cost in capital so businesses can spend to stimulate hiring. Now, this report in itself won't necessarily affect the Federal Reserve Board's decision in September on what to do with their short-term rate. But when you combine that with the July CPI report that came out yesterday, I thought, or think, we can get a good indication. Let's look at the report that came out yesterday on July CPI. By the way, it comes out at 8:30 in the morning if you want to track it. Here's some of the highlights of July CPI report. The CPI rose 0.1% month over month after falling 0.4% in June. Year-over-year inflation, 3.4%, down slightly from the 3.5% in June. Shelter costs were up 0.1% for the month, not bad. Food up 0.1%, energy down 1.5%. Bottom line, inflation appears to be cooling, although 3.4%, not quite the Fed's 2%, but it isn't rising. So you combine the CPI report with the jobs report, that indicates at the very least rates should remain the same, possibly even go down later on this year. However, there's one more thing I look at. I always wait and see how the market reacts to these, to the CPI report. Now, I'm not talking about the stock market, although I'm interested in what the stock market does. But the stock market is very fickle. It can react to a tweet. But the adult in the room is the bond market. Let's look, interestingly enough, at how the bond market reacted yesterday. And I'm writing this and videoing this the morning of August 13th, 24 hours after the CPI report was released. Here's the important number, 5.24%. That was the interest rate on the 30-year Treasury bond before the CPI report came out. Interestingly enough, same number, 5.24% at the close yesterday. Now, I'm no economist, but I think, at least from a layman's point of view, the market, the bond market, didn't really care about the CPI report. When the CPI report lands good and the bond market doesn't move, it's saying, we don't care. We see another problem. At least that's my take on it. The CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, reported yesterday that the federal government is paying $3.18 billion of interest a day on the national debt. At these yields, the debt won't go down. And not to get too political, although maybe a little, the big beautiful bill by the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, is estimated to raise the national debt over the next 10 years, $5 trillion. This structural headwind, or if you call it that, doesn't go away regardless of a monthly inflation report. So what does all this mean? Well, here's my takeaway. Now remember, most people could care less what I think. And sometimes I even bore myself with my own thoughts. But my takeaway from all this is, probably in September, interest rates aren't going up and they're not going down. And I doubt, although who knows, with the way things are in Washington right now, things can change on a dime. We wake up and something could have happened in the Middle East war, or we could be in another war. Who knows? But all things considered, I don't see the interest rate coming down anytime soon. And if it does, it isn't coming down much. Now, that's just my takeaway on it. Now, keep in mind, my takeaway comes from what little knowledge I have, but have studied and tried to learn a lot, and my world view on life. In other words, like every human being. But I find, as a business owner, this type of projection into the immediate future and the long-term future can be quite important because we've got to make decisions today based on what we see coming down the pike. That's one of the exciting parts of being a business owner. But I wanted to share all this because if you're in the self-storage business or you're getting in the self-storage business, we've got to see a little bit beyond just the self-storage industry itself. We got to look at the backdrop in which this industry operates, or at least that's my opinion. On August 13th, 2026, who knows? It could change tomorrow. Thank you. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I look forward to being with you next week.